Monitoring analytics and reports can make the difference between the success or failure of your online business presence. Kevin Lee said in one of his blog posts that how you will let your brand or boss know all the great stuff you're up to? He mentioned in his article, creating a social media report can be key to explaining your progress on social media. In an online business, keeping reports are also important to grow. What are your top performing posts? What time of the day get the most engagements? If you're not keeping analytics and reports, you'll probably have a hard time answering these questions. Monitoring social media analytics and reporting for business can make the difference between the success or failure of your online presence. In this video, I am talking about what analysis and reporting are, what that all do for your business and how it should affect your bottom line decision making. Most of the business understand the need to measure their data and efforts. With all the possibilities in online growth, the question is what's your strategy behind keeping analytical for your brands? We would love to share our 4 effective ways to keep your analytical and report. Reporting scope and goals. It's important to understand the limitation, context, and reporting for business resources and scale of social activity. You need to learn what analytics reports offer for each social network. Example: Twitter has an option named Top Mention for each month and also showing the most popular tweets in your profile. What you need to do is drill into engagement metrics of individual tweets and analyses what types of tweet get the highest engagements rates. With that, you can set a goal to post more similar tweets. Current strategy focus and goals. To set the goal of a business or brand, reviewing and analyzing quarterly report is really important. It will review how strategy is fitting influencing more people. So, in a brand, always take snapshots of high-level goals and objective, and what social media focused on achieving in line with overall business goals with the reports. Hits and misses. Make sure that you have reports where you highlight big wins and losses, what worked better, worse than expected and why. This strategy report will focus on the reason, not just what happened. Prioritized recommendations. In a report, make sure you also have a list of recommendations that summarizes the learning and how a business tackles issues with opportunities. With priorities, the brand will make more goals and objectives. Did you find it useful? What types of the report do you make for your brand? How often do you generate reports? Please join in the discussion and share your experience in the comments field at the bottom of this page. Writing hand transcription. So, what are analysis and reporting? How does it affect your business? In this article, we're going to talk about what analysis and reporting are, what that all do for your business and how it should affect your bottom line decision making. So, let's dive right into it. Analytics is similar to analysis, reporting. It's all kind of the same thing in the same category. It is measuring your results and how you got those results. So, look at Google Analytics, Facebook reports, online growth systems analysis reports. You will see how it grows as a company and the results it created and what you should be doing. Right arrow example, from your target customers on Facebook and you are getting a 2-to-1 return and your investment for every $2, for every $1 you spend, you will receive $2 in sales. You measure metric from spending $100 and get 2 new clients. So, what these metrics and analytics can do. If you're targeting Group A, you're making every $2 for every dollar you spend. But if you would tweak it a little bit and target Group B, you would actually make $5 for every $1 you spend. At the end of the day, analytics gives you information and you can make more informed decisions. In online growth systems, we take a look at all the analytics of all your platforms. We always analysis the Google listings, how your SEO is scoring, pay-per-clicks. Maybe you are looking on Yahoo, Bing, Google, etc. How your ads or your organic posts are performing on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. How your videos are hitting on YouTube. How many views and subscribers you're getting. What's the growth of not just your business and sales but also your social media platforms? Because, that's an asset, which can actually provide you a greater value down the road for your company. For every new subscriber, every new follower, you get that's potential free advertising and a free marketing for you. You don't have to spend a dollar on YouTube advertising, because they're already subscribed to your channel. Every time you release a new video, they're organically going see it. Without paying on YouTube to put that in front of their eyes. If you want to learn more about organic posting versus advertised paid posting, we've got 2 other videos on these topics. We can put the link down below. At the end of the day, it's to educate and give you more data, numbers to make better decisions to get more bang for your buck. So, Online Growth Systems procures all of that information and data. We create reports depending on the business. We can create daily, weekly and monthly report. We create a report in every 6 months, twice annually. We will look at all your data and create a report for you. We'll make suggestions about not getting the results that we need to make a strategy. That strategy will be working for you to double down the way to get your desired result. Thank you for reading this. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, feel free to contact our team. I will see you in the next article. Mentioned links, how to get big on social media, https://youtube.be/ucrgssxna.